No. Okay, everyone. I've come on here today because we haven't done any videos for a little while, so we're wanting to get back into things and give you as much information as possible that you might need. You know, we will be doing some lives as time goes on and the heat dies down a bit. We'll be bringing some lives to you so you get a chance to ask your questions. Before I begin with anything, I just wanted to promote the art. Obviously, I'm going to the Estrella Events Fair, so some of the art will be there in Birchington, in Alpha Road. If you go on their website, Estrella Events, you'll be able to see what's going on Facebook, okay? Because they haven't put it on their website yet. So, when Jonathan comes through, when he comes through, he's going to talk about what he wants to talk about, and you'll probably hear my son in the background talking back to Jonathan, asking questions about situations and things. So before we begin, don't forget about the art. You can take a look on my website. Most of them have sold, but if you wanted a piece of art, you can come to me through the website or through Facebook Messenger to purchase a piece of art, a personal piece or something I may already have. So we shall begin with the trance now. We want to bring Jonathan through, and he will be talking about, I think he's going to talk about something to do with grief, you see, when your loved ones pass, and how people can deal with that grief, you know, how you can get help for that grief, and how you can talk to your loved ones in spirit and know that they're still there for you. So we shall begin now, if that's all right.
Yep, we're ready to go.
Do forgive me, because it's quite a while since I've done any videos, and, you know, I sort of get stuck for words, but we shall leave the rest up to my guide and enjoy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jonathan.
It is nice to be back.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
It has been a little while since we've been able to get you on here, so it's nice to have you back.
I intend to do more.
That would be great. Today, I just wanted to bring you to us to ask you about a subject nearly all of us have to go through at some point in our life, and it is a tough thing to go through. Some people never recover from it. Some people deal with it better than others, and there is no right or wrong way to deal with it. But we wanted to ask you about like maybe some advice on grieving lost ones.
Yes, grief is a process that you all go through in life at some point. And I don't think there is one of you that doesn't go through it, either in your childhood or your adulthood. But it is to be expected at some point in life. And how you deal with it is very, very different in each person. One may shut themselves away and not want to be around anybody. Others may want the company of people to feel safe and assured that they are there for them. And others may want to take their mind away from it and look at the happy moments and try to do the best that they can. But everyone has empathy. Everyone has emotion. And of course you are going to feel emotional when your loved one is no longer physically present. But as you know, we are spiritually present, but not all people believe in that, you see. Some of them will be very lost, and they will need counseling for grief. And that is a very helpful thing. If you are needing help for grief, then counseling can be looked to for grief. But it is not always readily available straight away. So knowing that the consciousness lives on after physical death is going to give you a great amount of comfort, knowing that you can communicate with your loved one through thought, or you can ask them to send you a sign that they have arrived safely in heaven. But they will arrive safely in heaven, because that is where the soul goes to. Sometimes they will hang around before their funeral takes place, and then they will make the full transition into the light. But mostly, it is purported that everyone goes into the light or sees different things and eventually approaches their loved ones to find that they are free again. So what I want you to know is that when you go to spirit, you do not die. The body is the one that is going to dissipate, but the soul, the consciousness, is going to live on eternally. And of course, it may decide to reincarnate at some point. But you would ask a question that, if my loved one has reincarnated, Jonathan, would I no longer be able to get in touch with them? But you are made up of facets, you see. And even if you were to reincarnate, then I would say that part of the facet of that soul would remain in spirit. You would think it is nonsense, but it is not. It is true. So therefore, you are still able to get to the essence of that loved one, because a part of the facet of that has stayed in the spirit world, and the rest of that comes down into the physical. You would say, why wouldn't the whole soul incarnate into the physical world? The soul is there, but it is still made up of facets. So it has a connection to home for eternity. And the lives that it lives in reincarnating is going to help it to learn to get to a higher place. So if you wish to ask me any other questions about grief, I am quite happy to help you.
Okay. When a soul leaves its physical body, is it with its loved one straight away, or does it have to go through a process before it can be back supporting their loved ones?
I think that the soul will go through many experiences, and each one differs. Some are of similarity. They purport to go into a beautiful, bright light, which purports to give them love. And others will say that they have gone into old memories, and they can see things of the past. But eventually, when they finish that traveling to the spirit world, they will see their loved ones approaching them. Sometimes they will see them, if they have been ill for a long time, sitting at the end of their bed waiting for them to get out of their body to come home again. So some of the people that you see that aren't very well may say, well, I've seen my mother, or I've seen my father, or I've seen another relative in heaven sitting on the end of my bed chatting to me. They are preparing them to come to the other side. And that is going to give them great comfort also. So a lot of that is done. But when the soul is leaving the body, it usually raises upwards. And so, therefore, that depicts ascension of the soul to spirit. When I left my physical body, I didn't straight away go into the light. I first saw my grandmother, and she took my hand, and then she led me to the light. Then after that, she seemingly left me, but she didn't. And so I was able to go into that light and feel very comfortable being with it. But at the first glance of having passed, I was above my body. So it tells you that the soul raises upwards, which that it does. And then after that, I was able to see my loved ones when I had finished traveling through the light and seeing many things within it. So it was very comforting to know that they were waiting for me. But I had no idea at the time. I just thought that studying religion at the time, that I would see God and that was it. I didn't stop to think about my loved ones, but I knew that they had previously passed. And I didn't know them all, you see, because some of them passed when I was very small. So that is the journey that I was seeing. And of course, there were past memories that I was looking at. There is plenty of time, there is eternity to look at these things. But if you listen to near-death experiences, you will get an idea of how they are doing when they are passing to the spirit world, even though they come back to the physical life. They have still experienced physical death and passing out of their bodies. So there is no death. It is only a casting off of the physicality, you see, the temple that you travel around in.
Would you say the soul does any grieving about leaving the world and the people around them at all, or is it pure happiness for them?
It is pure happiness, because they know that in the end these people are going to be fine. They're going to come to an understanding that they will carry on with their lives. They are very, very happy in heaven. There is no miserable in heaven. It is wonderful. It is happiness. It is bliss. It is gloriously happy. And that may sound a bit like a fairy tale, a bit far-fetched, but it isn't, because, again, it is real. And everyone sees it differently. Yet you are all as one in consciousness and very, very happy together. You have freedom from pain and any suffering. And the ego is dying with you, you see. You're not going to need that ego in heaven, because it doesn't exist.
Okay. We do get a lot of people. Some people seem to connect very easily with loved ones that have passed away. They can feel them around them. They'll connect to them in readings and things like that. But there are people who don't feel like they've got a connection with people they've lost, and they do have trouble connecting with them, like during readings of different mediums. What would be your advice, and why would you say that happens sometimes in different ways?
Well, everyone is a different person. There are no two people the same. Although you are one in mass consciousness, you act differently in life. You may do things of similarity, you may have similarity of ways and habits and such, but you are still all of a uniqueness, so you all approach your beliefs and your things in life in different ways. So one may be religious, another may not, you see. And of course, if you've got religion, they are rather opposed to getting in touch with loved ones psychically or clairvoyantly in any way, because they see that as evil, which of course it isn't. But that is their religion, and they see it that way, and we are understanding of that, and we are respecting it. But there again, the loved ones and the guides are still going to be there with them to comfort them should they need it. If you have a person that is an atheist, then they are not going to believe in God or the other side, then it's going to make it difficult for them, isn't it? Because they're going to feel a little bit lost, and if they have absolutely nothing to believe in, it takes longer for the person to become accomplished with moving forward with the grieving process. Whereas if you have a spiritual person, they are far more likely to connect with the loved one and feel and sense the signs around them that their loved one is trying to make a connection with them. Sometimes people that are not regularly involved in spirituality will pick up on these things and see a sign and have a sign given to them. And so therefore, that gives them great comfort.
Thank you. In our world, I'd say we very much struggle with dealing with the loss of people who we feel have gone well before their time, or maybe have even taken their own life. What advice would you give to people who feel they've had their loved one taken away far too early?
Well, I would say that there is no age limit as to when a person goes back to heaven, a soul. They have chosen their lives before they came here, so everything is preconceived. And you would see it as, well, everyone has to live until old age, don't they? But the soul is only going to do what it came here to do, and when it has planned to finish it, whatever age it may be, it will go back to spirit. So there is no age limit as to when you will pass. Your soul chooses the life, it carries it out, and when that is done, it will come back home again, whatever age you are.
Thank you. Is loss of loved ones, is it something our soul has to deal with on this planet? Is there a reason to it?
Well, it is to teach you how to have empathy and love and understanding that you go on. It is teaching you how to express your emotion, how to get it out of your system, so to speak. You're not going to get over it, you're going to learn to live with it. And you're going to learn how to carry on with your life, with your other counterparts here on Earth. And you're going to remember your loved one fondly. So I would say, we will bring you great comfort and signs that we are around if you ask us to. We want to be with you. We want to communicate with you and let you know that we are doing fine. But of course, sometimes people may wait years for their loved one to contact them. And because they are so young and they are seen as vulnerable in death, then their loved ones are going to feel very sad about that. But it is most common that they will send you signs. And if you ask them to, they will, even if it is not straight away. Some of you ask while you are on here asking questions sometimes, why would you not have your loved one contact you straight away? Why would they wait, I would say, 10, 20 years or more? Well, I have a motto with the best things come to those who wait, but when they do eventually come around, they give you the best. And they will come in the perfect divinity of time, but they will always be around, but perhaps you are grieving, and so therefore that puts a little bit of a block on it. It doesn't always, but it does sometimes.
Thank you, Jonathan. Unless you've got anything to add to that, I think we have pretty much covered all we wanted to.
Yes, and I will be speaking to you about many more things. And of course, allowing the people to ask the questions to me. Yeah. And I am much looking forward to that in the near future.
Yeah, we all look forward to it as well.
Yes, I'm sure it could be prepared. And when the right time comes around, I will be speaking to the people once again. But for now, I would say God bless you all and know that we are always there for you. You know, if you experience the force of the wind, it is invisible, yet you know it is there, yet you believe it. Well, we are like that force of the wind, aren't we? We are still there, even though you cannot physically see us. Some of you can, some of you cannot. But having said that, we are still there and we love you, and we're not going to desert you. God bless you all.